In the absence of the apology, any apologies, can I then,
yes,
as reflected,
deal
with... Hello?
Yes, Chair. Apologies. This is Honorable Langa.
Bob Langa, yes.
Yes. Chair, I'd also like to register my apology. As you know, I am also a victim of load shedding since yesterday. So I haven't had electricity since. So I've had to go and charge the laptop elsewhere. So I might also be in and out because my battery is well about to collapse now. So please register the apology for me in case I disappear.
Now, it's an apology that it probably stands for everyone. But having said so, yes, can we now go to the report? And we're not going to do, because we did yesterday, honorable members, maybe what we can do is to go through and then look at the areas, if there are anything that members want to comment on. But I think there was no major issue on the body of the report. Then there were issues only on the observations and the recommendations. Is there any take on those issues in terms of the report? I'm trying to check. Okay. If there is none, is there a move of the report?
Yes, Chair.
Is that your honorable man? Is that honorable Mali?
Yes, Chair.
Okay.
I move for the adoption of the report.
Okay, any second? Any second,
Chair, I'll second it. I would have thought that one of the members who'd been there on the Friday would have seconded it, but I'll second it.
Okay, at least you were there when we were making corrections yesterday. Okay, thank you, Honorable Mylam. Having said so, can we now go to the minutes? No. The suggested program. Do you want to take us through Ayanda or Ari?
That's fine, Chair.
Yes. We can't just light it and not talk to it.
No, that's fine, Chair.
Yeah.
Okay. First week for the parliamentary program, Chair, is set aside for committee to deal with the APPs and budget of the department. Now, on Tuesday the 4th, we have the department, DMRE, or the annual performance plan and budget vote for 21-22. The following day, we'll be having the entities of the DMRE, accounting to DMRE, starting with the minerals part. The Thursday, we'll be continuing with the entities as well as Friday. Now, according to the parliamentary program, the budget vote debates starts on 13 to 26 May. Now, we've put in provisionally our consideration and adoption of that report on Tuesday the 18th. However, we just need to confirm when is the debate for mineral resources and energy, Chair. So but for the consideration and adoption of the budget vote report. Provisionally, it is scheduled for Tuesday, the 18th of May. On the 11th of May, remember, this is still an item. I don't know if members recall. Last term, we had agenda items, which the committee felt we had to prioritize. Now, this was one of them, NERSA's relationship with ESCOM. Then, during last week's meeting, members indicated that this should be prioritized as well, the issue of the Black Industrial Program. Now, we put it on provisionally as a possible joint with the Portfolio Committee on Trade, Industry and Competition. So that will be a briefing by the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. Wednesday the 12th, since dealing about 2 weeks ago with the, emissions, this is the item that we've included, briefing and progress by the South African Carbon Capture Council, which is currently under the Council for Geoscience. So we want a briefing on carbon capture initiatives in South Africa. Then also, we've included a briefing by the CSIR, the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, on clean coal technologies. And then, as I said, on the 18th of May, consideration and adoption of the committee budget report. Another item which was identified to be prioritized is a comprehensive briefing by the Mine Health and Safety Council, NEXA, and MINTEC on overlapping of functions relating to medical or other related activities. Also, on Tuesday the 25th, a briefing by the Department of Justice, South African Police Service, and the NPA on their role relating to illegal mining. Members will remember that this was also an item. Committee felt at that stage when we dealt with the illegal mining that it should be prioritized as well. Wednesday the 26th, a progress report by SEF on the restructuring process, including an update on all forensic investigations. An update by the DMRE and the SEF on the merger of PetroSA, SFF, and IGAS. And then the item which Mr. Milam proposed, an update on the South Sudan oil agreement. The first two, members will recall, are two items which the committee resolved that we'll continuously monitor. That's why we put it on here as well. Then on Tuesday the 1st, a briefing by the DMRE on the fourth quarter for 2020-21. Members will recall we had the first, second, third quarterly performance report briefings last week. And then as usual, our last meeting, consideration of the third term program, consideration and adoption of all outstanding minutes and reports. Then the constituency period runs from 7 June to 16 August, which is, almost 2 months. It is more than 2 months, yeah. So that is the program, Chair, for the second term.
Okay, thanks, Ari. Maybe before I interact with honorable members on the proposed program, it might be also important to note that we are having the meeting of the chairpersons today, and it is in that meeting also that we may have to deal with other issues that relate to the program with regards to the recess period. Safe to say, honorable members, that part of the correspondence that we received was that whilst we might be going on recess, there might be urgent matters that committees feel that they can't wait until we open but they are subject to the approval again of the House Chair. But one of the pending issues which I shared with the committee staff was the issue, which I think members can consider, the issue of the fuel crisis, fuel hike reading even on the news headlines, amongst other things, was that AA, based on what SAF had said, had stated in its fuel audit or something, they also anticipate an extreme, I think that's what they said, extreme fuel hike at the end of the of this month. So that is one issue we thought maybe the committee might have a sense of are we reaching a stage where we've got a fuel crisis in terms of costs, and what are the drivers behind these issues? I think that's the issue that at this stage, we're not saying that's the only issue, but if members say no, we can't do otherwise, let it continue, because it's by nature, that is how it is. So I just thought I must add that if we arrive at a stage where we feel that by the time we come back from recess in May, there could be things that would have gone worse than what they might be now. So having said so, one issue also, Ari, that you forgot. On the issue, Honorable Member, was raised by Honorable Mailem, we said, once we're given, developments have taken place, instead of dealing with one issue that we may agree or may not agree, isn't it better that we get again a proper briefing on the current state of the South Sudan agreement, but also there's the issue of the South Aramco agreements, and look at what is the status of those issues. And based on the presentations, we can then see what then becomes the way forward. Or if we're not satisfied, what do we think has to happen? I think that's the context we thought we needed to do. So can I give then honorable members to have a take on the proposed program? I'm trying to look at the hand. I see Honorable Mailem. There's Honorable Volmarans. There's Honorable Matokwe. Okay. Yes, Honorable Mailem, and then Honorable Matokwe. Honorable Volmarans, you'll come in. And then Honorable Matokwe.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, first of all, can I just correct what's on the screen there? It says the Romco agreement. It's not the Romco agreement. It's the Saudi Aramco agreement, which was the refinery at Richards Bay. I think that's what we're talking about.
Yes, yes.
Saudi Aramco.
Yes. But also there's the South Sudan one.
Yeah. But it wasn't Romco, it was Saudi Aramco. A-R-A-M-C-O.
Okay.
Chair, then two other issues. I agree with you with regarding the fuel crisis and pricing and what we can do about that. So I would ask for a comprehensive briefing by NERSA from a pricing perspective, and possibly the Strategic Fuel Fund, as to what they can do to manage the impact of crude oil pricing and forward hedging and the like on South African fuel prices. We may also need to look at the refinery sector. Here we're talking about the six major refineries, and find out when we can get refining back to its normal capacity. At the moment, it's only running at 57% capacity. And then also the other part of that is the cost of moving to cleaner fuels, because there's a huge implication to the refineries for changing to cleaner fuel standards, and they are reluctant to invest in that without some kind of cost recovery plan. So I would suggest that that would probably require some kind of discussion between the refineries and NERSA going forward, and maybe they can brief us on that part of it. Chair, then if I could just ask that at some point we schedule the Coburg oversight, and I'm very happy to do it over a weekend and find a time slot that suits everybody, maybe a Friday, maybe a Saturday, I don't know, but I do think that we need to take that step. And then my last comment, Chair, one of the issues that is problematic in municipalities and is the role of electricity distribution and who owns the distribution, because it impacts severely on their ability to recover revenue. And so you have Eskom supplied areas and you have municipal supplied areas, and some of you will recall that, for example, Sandton in Johannesburg is an Eskom supplied area, and Alexandria across the freeway is a municipal supplied area, and the prices in Alex are higher than the prices in Sandton. So I would suggest that maybe we need a joint portfolio committee with COGTA, where we thrash out the role of electricity distribution, who should handle it, how it should be changed moving forward, and possibly getting the distribution of electricity out of the hands of Eskom and into the hands of municipalities. But that's something that we can discuss and debate. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Honourable Volmarans.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, colleagues. Chair, I think the entire program do justice to the issues that we said we wanted to see taking place in that program. So by and large, it covers. I have about three issues, but one has been covered by Honorable Malem with regard to the pronouncement that has been made that we must consider, or we are looking up to a very high, a steep price hike in terms of in the petroleum sector on the fuel. I think it has been covered with regards to us getting a brief on what needs to be done, what is the status. There's one that I wanted to touch on is the black industrialists. And the weather program says we will have a joint sitting with the trade and industry. And I want to move from a point where we have the portfolio, the department, minerals and energy, briefing us as opposed to a joint sitting. And it is a suggestion, or it is a view that I have, and I'm subject to correction, Chair, so that we can know what is our contribution, what is the contribution of the department, not jointly with trade and industry. I know that the trade and industry is supposed to be overseeing and looking into legislation that makes sure that we have such. But in our own words, as a department, or the Department of Minerals and Energy, there are pronouncements that have been made from that side. And I would want us to zoom into the department's contribution and realization of that goal. If we have a joint sitting, it might obscure what we would want to get out of our own department. And we might be lost to the inference that comes from the department that says we have three industrialists, we have four. We will be listening to what the trade industry says. For us, or for me, it would be what contribution do we as a portfolio have towards making sure we do have such industrialists in the sectors that we are busy with. And then I'm subject to correction to that chairperson. The last one is I think on the bottom of page 2, we have dates that are from June, but one of the dates there is January, and just correction for it to be June. I think it's the 2nd of June, and then it says the 3rd of January from there. But my major one was the program that we wanted to deal with at the industrial part. Chair, thanks.
Honorable Matoga.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think with mine, Honorable Malem did cover some of the ones that I wanted to speak about, specifically the issue of the lack of consistency in terms of electricity pricing, where you find out that poor communities are actually paying more for electricity. But I also just wanted to request, Chairperson, because I think the reports we got from DMRE on the mining and petroleum licensing processes, they were not really good, and there was so much that was outstanding that they needed to fix and all these things. And because it's something that is quite urgent as well, I'm of the view that we must not leave it up until third term for us to actually have a follow-up on that. We should actually have a follow-up in the second term as well. And then another one that I wanted to maybe request that we have, because I see that also the program is very much on the entities and the state and DMRE, if we can look into maybe inviting some community groups or something related, but specifically on us discussing the impact of mining on mining communities, specifically on the issue of environmental impact and also respiratory diseases and water pollution and all those things. I think it's something that is affecting a lot of communities that we're not really looking into. And this also stems from the fact that I think there was a portfolio committee we had last year where we were discussing rehabilitation measures that mines are not taking whenever they close. And that actually affects communities, but we do not know to what extent, and we do not know how these communities are affected. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Okay, I was trying to check, is there any other name of honorable members I did not take note of? Those are the ones I was seeing.
Chair.
Honorable Malins.
I'm not sure. I did not hear Ari talking about the licensing in, is it there? Licensing in Limpopo and KZN. Is it there? I did not see. I don't have my glasses. I left them in Cape Town.
No, it's not here, Honorable Malinga. Let me, that's like the point I wanted to, two issues I wanted to deal with, probably.
Okay.
If there is no other member at this stage, I was going to check. Okay. Honorable members, maybe to give summary, maybe on the issues that were raised, can we agree that Honorable Mylen says, and I think for me, I'm tempted and to be persuaded by that, that the most urgent issue matter now, by suggestion, is the issue of fuel, that we have reached a stage of fuel crisis. And amongst other issues, it's not just to get a briefing. If we're to table, we look during this period of recess to find everything possible that can mitigate on the issue of the fuel challenges that we have. One is the briefing that we must get. Two is the issue of the refinery, the issues of refinery challenges. Then the issues that relate to low carbon with regards to the those that are responsible for commercially with fuel. So I think I don't think we can have a problem to deal and manage that. So it means honorable members must be ready. It may not be one session or one time meeting. It might be maybe two or three meetings, so that we can be able to have an understanding where do we think the best can be done. And I'm sure we'll come back to honorable members if that is approved. The second part is on the issue of the electricity challenges, which we must find a way to accommodate. I don't think I want us to deal with that issue in terms of distribution and other issues. And I think in the department there is a program where that relates to that, which can then help us to deal with them. The reason I was saying the issue that Honorable Matogo is talking about, it's still an outstanding matter. The committee, remember, we said, and I think we will send that issue. We said there were issues when we met with Makua and Amuane, something like that, that we said, once they are being raised, and I must say Mr. Koyama has done that, we'll tease those issues out. And then now we will come and meet with them exactly on those issues that we think they relate to us. Some of those are the issues that already raised, but we never had an in-depth discussion on the expectations, the issues that relate to community, the role of the communities, the impact and the experiences of mining communities, the issues that relate to relationship that exists between mining companies and communities. I think that meeting, I'm not sure though, Honorable Motto, we may not help you to go and look for others. I think those ones are specifically written to us, and therefore it means now we still owe them that proper meeting to deal with, including the issues that you have raised. I want to say on the issues that Honorable Volmarans, I think we must take that counseling. But remember what we said was that the issue of the Black Industrialist Program lies with the Department of Trade and Industry as well as competition. And therefore, there is nothing wrong to invite that. Maybe we must agree. The issue of joint committees should not be done in a manner that may derail the progress. There was also those committees that have got their own program that they are working on. But there's nothing wrong to invite the Department of Trade and Industry to specifically outline the logic, the nature, the conceptualization of the issue of the Black Industrialist Program, including its outcomes, and then do exactly what Honorable Volmarans is suggesting, that we then look at the department based on what then Trade and Industry has. The department must then say within its own ranks, especially with regard to mining, but I don't think it must only be limited, this time be limited to mining only. It must also say in the energy space how much has been done and what are the processes underway. And out of that, we can then be able to see whether is there progress that is being made, being informed about the program itself, what is its point of origin. So I don't think it's a big issue. The only part that could be technical, which in my view, again, doesn't need to wait for a joint portfolio committee. We can, because they participate. We are looking specifically on illegal mining. Again, we can still call those institutions that we have talked about, even if they are not in our space. Nothing compels us, precludes us from calling the NPA, calling the South African Police Service, including if it needs the South African Security, what do we call it, whatever, the one that deals with issues of intelligence. We can call them also to the meeting so that we can understand the extent of work that is being done with regards to those issues. Then maybe out of those meetings, we may then say, based on what they've raised, we don't think it's a matter that we must only be seized with alone. We may need to bring in other committees. But I think members say the program or the issue that relates to the licensing regime, We said we're giving the department to come back and give a presentation, but I'm sure we'll be dealing with the minutes, or we've dealt with the minutes, I'm not sure. But if I'm not mistaken, we said by the end of June, they must come back now and give us progress on how they've dealt with the backlogs, with all the issues that remain a challenge in the licensing division of the department. So the two issues are outstanding, are not issues that we can do away. But we can see, as we have worked, done the work, how do we factor in on this program based on the timelines, because we made timelines, and therefore most of them, those that have got timelines, the timelines go up to the... Yes. So if that is the case, do I agree then in principle with the program in the manner that it is? Is there any move of the program?
Chair, I move for us to adopt the program. Chair.
Okay. Any second?
Second, Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Honourable. Sorry, I know the program has been adopted. Sorry. The point that Honorable Mailam has raised, we will accommodate it, Honorable Mailam, probably on the first week, which talks about committee stroke oversight. Yes, I agree with you. I think the committee also did say that we have to undertake that visit to Quebec. But let's say at least you have done on your side. We will, from our own side, logistics, we will check what they are proposing. Remember, one of the reasons was the ambush about the issue of the testing. So we will do that. And if it needs to, we will encourage honorable members to go to their nearest places and do the testing, so that when we go there, we can just present the results that are coming from the areas where we did the test. I know Honorable Mailam had already gone to do the COVID test, but at this stage, because we now know, fully aware, we request members that at the time when we are going to Quebec, once you receive the notice, maybe go, let's say 4 or 3 days before, so that we can all have our results out when we go there. I know some members may not want to declare. That is okay. When a member makes an apology, we are not going to assume that the apology of no longer going is as a result of the results that would have come out. Members are entitled to their own confidentiality. But it will also help us a lot to know at least a day, 2 days or so in advance, that how many of us are available to go and attend. So I think results that are within a week, in my view, will be accepted. But we'll also check with them whether they can accept what is the cutoff timeline to do the test and present the results. So if they say within 5 days, I think it will be much more better appreciated from us. Okay, having said so, honorable members, can we deal with the minutes? The minutes on introductions and other things, then we'll go to point one. Point two. Oh, sorry, can you go up again? I must say, because I'm using a phone, I didn't declare. Yeah, we're dealing with the minutes of the 9th, which was last week, Tuesday. Then let's go for recording purposes. Point 3. Point 4. Yes, 0.4 in total. 0.5. 0.6. In the absence of any corrections, and is there any move of the minutes?
I move for the adoption of the minutes, Chairperson.
Okay, any second?
I second, Chairperson.
Is that Honorable Matoga?
Yes, Chairperson.
Okay. Having any matters arising? Okay, DJ, I happen to see that you are on the screen. Can you give us a briefing on the progress with regards to the issue of the meetings and the, I think there was something or a workshop or all those things, whatever it is. Okay, can you give us a status from our last meeting with yourselves, about yourselves and Makua and Amua?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Greetings to yourself and greetings to the honorable members of the PPC and colleagues that are in the meeting. Yes, Chair, indeed, the workshop took place yesterday. I even had a discussion with the president of Makua, giving me a feedback that everything went very well. They are quite happy in the manner in which we conducted the workshop. Then in regard with the meeting, we wanted to have the meeting next week. Unfortunately, some of the leaders are not around because we're going to have a physical meeting with the minister. And so they're still in Musina, some of the leaders of Makua. Now, we have agreed that we need to have this meeting probably during the last week of March. And so everything is progressing according to the resolution of the meeting of the PPC. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Okay. Then let's just say in summary of what you say, that by the time we come back from recess, the meeting would have been taking place between the department and those community organizations. Will we be correct if we make that summary?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Just also to inform the committee, we have already sent the response as were requested by the speaker to the speaker's office, which remember they requested progress report by the end of February. So we have given, including from the time we started to deal with the match and the correspondence from the speaker, including the outcomes of the meeting we had with Makua and the department. So that report has been submitted to the speaker. In the absence of any other matter, I think on the issue of the, is already in the program, the continuation of that discussion on the ESCOM and on the issues of the clean coal technologies, it's still an issue, and we have adopted the program. Can we now go to the minutes of the 10th, next? Yes,
correct.
Let's leave the other issues, except if members, they do have on attendance and other things. And point one, and let's go to point two. Point three. Point four. 0.5, 0.6, 0.7. In the absence of corrections and additions, is there any mover? We will sit in this meeting until we arrive at the time that we are supposed to knock off in the absence of a mover.
I move here, Chairperson.
Is that Honorable Bilankulu? Okay, thank you, Honorable Bilankulu. Any second,
I second, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kula, with the seconding the minutes. Honorable members, we have arrived at the conclusion of the business of the day. Please keep safe.
Sorry, Chair, we can still do the 16th, yesterday's one, quickly.
When I was driven yesterday's one?
Yes. We are moving, Chair.
I hope honorable members are ready. These ones will have to go a bit. Okay, point one. Let's leave those things. Point two. Point three. Point four. Point five. In the absence of corrections, is there any move of the minutes?
Chair, move adoption.
That Honorable Melem, ne?
Yes, Chair.
Okay. Any second,
Honorable Chair, I second the adoption.
Okay, the minutes are therefore duly adopted. Any matters arising? The letter is on its way to the speaker, as members have said that with regards to the outstanding audits, I can confirm that, and we'll deal with those issues. Okay, thank you, honorable members, for a swift work that we have done. At least you can see now that I'm a very fat person. I'm giving you a long break, a little bit of lighter stuff as you are going to recess. Let's go and do work. From time to time, honorable members, we must be ready. I'm happy also to say if there are issues during this period, including constituency, that members feel that they might require to be attended, feel free to raise, and we will see whether is there no way to handle them. If there are challenges in your constituencies, feel free to interact with me or the secretary. We're not saying we'll solve them. Maybe we can help and even advise how honorable members can handle those issues in their own constituencies, because we must have service on the areas where we've got constituency and constituency offices. Being the case as it might be, thank you very much, honorable members. Please keep safe. Ensure that we honor all that will make sure that the country remains, reduces, and we must say that surely we should have a bit of concern on the fact that things are not showing the progress of late. The numbers are increasing in terms of infection. We have got a duty, therefore, to ensure that we assist to reduce the cost or the increase in cases on COVID. Having said so, honorable members, as I said, that you must on standby on the edge and matters that you have raised with regards to the issue of the fuel crisis. The meeting stand adjourned. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Malin.
Where's Vulmaran?
Hey, Uko Onala.
How are you, Vulmaran? Honorable member.
I'm good, bro.
Hi, Ms. Malin, down Danny.
You should have said if you wanted them to be
Utin, Wanala. Baba, you
can request it.
Bye. Don't start with me. Wally.
Oh, Malinga.
Hi.
How's it?
Yeah, I'm good.
You have forgotten you have forgotten your glasses in Cape Town.
Yes, I'm home. I hear it, you're weak in Parliament.
Yeah.
Yeah, bye-bye.
No, I will come with them.
All right.
Stop.
Where is your whip, Masaul?
He's got some errands that he's running.